Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Patrick D. McCoy, the African American voice in classical music, and I welcome you to this very late edition of the African American voice in classical music here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm delighted that you are here. The last show that we had, we featured internationally acclaimed tenor Lawrence Brownlee, and he shared with us about his illustrious career. And today we are going to take a turn on our interviews. Generally, we interview opera singers, organists, conductors, and so forth tonight. But tonight we're going to interview someone different. We're going to interview a songwriter. We're going to interview David Griffiths. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. How are you doing, Mr. McCoy?
I'm doing well, David. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I want you to go ahead and talk to us about the Praise and Worship Experience concert that's coming up at 19th Street Baptist Church. What is that all about? Tell us.
Well, first of all, I'm indeed honored to be on the show and honored to have the opportunity to share the songs that God has given me in this concert event. 19th Street Baptist is having a campaign to raise funds to help repair the roof and other things that are necessary so that they can continue in ministry. And so I agreed to do a fundraiser concert, and we coincided that with the release of my first songbook of praise and worship music.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations to you. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much. I am humbled and so excited about it. we're going to have a mass choir of close to 70 voices, orchestra, band. My group, the Praise and Worship Experience, will be singing, as well as we have several guest artists, especially featured Dwan Starling and my wife, Monique Steele Griffiths.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know that everyone is in for a treat, especially with Monique singing Amen.
Yes, I'm blessed by her every day. Amen.
So listen, tell me, what different genres would people expect to hear when they come to this concert? I know it's praise and worship, a praise and worship experience, but I know that different genres of music have informed your musicality. So what will we expect to hear when we come to this presentation on Saturday?
Well, you know, my life has been an experience of mixture. My dad was from Cuba and my mom from Jamaica, and I have experienced different cultures. I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, where my dad was the first black English professor at Union College, where he taught. And so I have been exposed to Caribbean influences, Midwestern influences, African-American influences. And so the music in this book reflects the different styles of worship that I've experienced: contemporary Christian, spirituals, and gospel.
Now, you know, I must definitely speak personally to the fact about the diversity of the project, because I did have an opportunity for the listeners. I had an opportunity to go to the very first rehearsal, and I noted then the diversity, not only musically, but ethnically, as far as the singers in the choir. So it's definitely a varied project, and I'm certainly excited about it. Now, one of the songs that you wrote for the project that I'm conducting was inspired, or is rather an homage to Richard Smallwood. Could you maybe elaborate on that piece in the songbook?
Yes. I think it's really important when we create music and we're excited about the creativity and the individuality expressed, not to forget that there were songs that we were hearing as we developed that it infect us and that come out in different flavors in what we create. And so I realized that among the many influences of gospel music that I've had, Richard Smallwood has been a major source of inspiration because of his classical training, melding it with his urban church experience, I think that really resonates with me personally because of the things that I've been exposed to. And so I hear him especially in a lot of the songs I write. And so I wanted to make sure with this song, Holy the Lord, that I dedicated it to him because I realized that without him, this really wouldn't be the way that it is now.
You know, I am excited about the opportunity to be able to conduct Holy the Lord, and the fact that I interviewed Richard Smallwood also on this show, I can definitely see the parallels that you draw from here from him as far as your career. Now, this concert embodies gospel music and classical and so forth. Just for the people who are classically musically inclined, could you maybe speak to your experience at Peabody Conservatory? What drew you there to study classical music?
I had heard that in this area that Peabody was one of the finest music schools, and so my parents have always taught me to do my best and reach for the top. And so I thought, well, Lord, let me go ahead and go to the place that is considered the top. And so I went and I auditioned, and I was a little unorthodox. For one of my audition pieces, I sat down and played for myself and sang an arrangement of Deep River. And it was a gamble. Later I found out from a source in the administration that I had the highest audition score that year. I had 4 10s, and 9 and an 8, and I think it was the Lord blessing me to do something unique that showed my diversity, not only in classical exposure, but what I come from, that really moved them and had them take notice of me.
Now, speaking of Deep River, your arrangement of Deep River, I must say, is quite exquisite. What was your influence in arranging that particular setting of that spiritual?
I spent a year teaching English in Korea, and when I was there, it shocked me. One of the first weeks I was teaching at the language school, that the choir of the church associated with the language school, they sang Deep River. And I was blown away because I realized that even though I think of Deep River as a Negro spiritual, that the songs of that experience have traveled all over the world. And so I was actually listening to it in Korean. It's Keep Go Malgun, Yodang Kang Ka Na Ne Cheap, Junim Geishin Go, Korean Go Hyange Kari Roda. And it moved me to see how they were moved by the music using their own language. And so as I listened to that, I reflected on what is the musical picture that I feel when I think of Deep River and crossing over. And so the way that the song begins is musically, it creates an ethereal atmosphere almost like you're in a dream state, transitioning over from the reality of this life into a new experience. And so musically, I was trying to give people the idea that there's more than this that we're experiencing. God is calling us to cross over into campground.
That's wonderful. Now, your project, the Praise and Worship Experience, that's the name of the project. And it's such a self-explanatory title, really. But for those who come to this program, what is the final thought or message that you hope that someone gets out of this whole concert?
I want them to understand that praise and worship is not just songs that have simple choruses that people sing and raise hands and enter in with. I want them to understand that grandma understood praise and worship experience. The songs that resonated for her might be different than the ones that resonate for her grandbaby, but it's all praise and worship. And that's the thing that I want people to understand. So I have songs that are that, you know, fit the contemporary Christian format of praise and worship. I have songs that fit the urban contemporary format of praise and worship. But praise and worship has existed. It's more than just a contemporary ballad. It is music that expresses the heart's longing to be intimate with God and to glorify God. And I think that we have to, as people of God, to stop criticizing one another of different styles and start realizing that God is glorified by the different styles of worship, just like he's glorified by someone praising him in Korean or in Spanish, as well as in English.
I'm glad you offer that forth, because a lot of times people are dismissive of other styles and genres, and as you basically have surmised, you know, God created all of this music, and the final aim and all reason of music, like Johann Sebastian Bach said, is for the refreshment of the spirit. It is, you know, to God's glory. So I'm glad that you offered that forth, because it certainly is important to know. Now, just as we wind down, could you just give us the particulars if listeners wanted to come to the concert? Could you give us the what, the where, the when, and the one that everybody wants to know, how much?
Okay, sure. So the concert will be held January 28th, this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. The concert will be at 19th Street Baptist Church, 4606 16th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. There will be tickets. The general admission ticket is $25. The VIP seating is $50. If you would like to purchase your tickets online, which I would suggest would be a great idea as the tickets are selling out quickly, you can visit www.everyblessing.org. And you can press on the link there to purchase your tickets online, or you can come to the door and they'll have tickets there as well.
Now, a good buddy of mine wrote an article that spoke about, you know, you needing singers. Is it too late for people to sing in the choir? And also, how can people who may not be able to get to the concert, how can they acquire a copy of your songbook?
For this particular concert, yes, we are filled as far as the choir is concerned, but we'll be doing other events coming up in the area, and I'll be sure to make sure to get the word out. I think that if someone would like to get a hold of the book, they can reach the LFE Music Works website, LFE Music Works, www.lfemusicworks.com. And they can purchase the books there.
Well, thank you so much, David. It's been an honor to speak with you about the praise and worship experience. And before you go, I just want to recap and let everyone know about the praise and worship experience concert. That's January the 28th at 19th Street Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. It's going to be an extraordinary evening of praise and worship music from classical to contemporary. And you might find some other things in there, but this is going to be a wonderful concert. It is for a great cause. It is to help to raise funds for the 19th Street Buildings and Blessings campaign, so that they may continue to do good work in the community. So I hope that you will come and check out the concert, and there'll be some wonderful artists there. And again, David, thank you so much for joining us today to speak about your project.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Again, this has been Patrick B. McCoy, the African American Voice in Classical Music, and I do thank you for joining us for this late night edition for the African American Voice in Classical Music on Blog Talk Radio. You may follow the show on Facebook at Patrick B. McCoy, the African American Voice in Classical Music, and you may also follow me on Twitter at Patrick D. McCoy. Again, this is Patrick B. McCoy, the African American Voice in Classical Music, and I do wish you a great evening.